Hey, it's your boy! It's your boy! It is, in fact, your boy, Katsumoto. Your grown man boy. Your man boy! It's your man boy! It's your man boy! It's your man boy! This is not getting old for me. In fact, it's every time it's more fun than the previous time. But time has come to answer Birgit's question, I believe. Birgit's L1 is, yes. Birgit, we have communicated before, and we are communicating again more openly now. And Birgit says, please tell me how to pronounce that. Hi, cats, not my boy and not my mother's either. Maybe? I have a question. That's between her and me. I have a question regarding learning the meanings of kanji. Most sources are in English, which is not my L1, but my L2. Now I'm learning Japanese as my L3, hopefully better than my English. Oh, stop. And I wanted to ask, should I translate everything into German, which is my L1, or just parts I can't remember in English? Thanks a lot, and wash properly. I leave the what to your imagination. Birgit, I do not wash, okay? I like the natural odors to be... You know, the natural aroma to be kept there. I'm fully organic. Hippie culture here. No washing. At any point, for any reason, ask anyone who knows me. This guy never washes. So, stop. In your case... No, I mean, here's the thing. So, yeah, English is your L2, German is your L1. No, I wouldn't go to German. I'd do it in English. It's a great... Actually, doing kanji that way, first of all, it's a great opportunity to expand your English as well. Yeah, so if you can't... don't know the words in English, you need to look them up in German or look them up in English, that's fine too, like the kanji, right? Funnily enough, learning kanji is actually a great experience for people whose L1 is English as well. Learning kanji in English, because a lot of people expand their vocabulary. They learn words they didn't know in English either, right? Like I remember a really good friend of mine, he was learning, he didn't know, not only did he not know the word consummate, but he didn't know that there was another word consummate. Spelled the exact same, but meaning something else, right? And consummate the verb and consummate the adjective, right? So it's a good thing. I mean, it's the same as when you're basically doing a form of laddering, and that's the point of laddering. Is this is great because your Japanese need not take away from your English; it will add to your English, right? And presumably your German will be okay as well. I wouldn't go to German for it. I'd make it jump from. Jump from your L2 to your L3. I think it's a good thing you're doing. You are on the correct track. Hey, thank you so much, Birgit, for your question. Birgit? I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name. Thank you. Take care. Thank you for the washing advice, especially. That's really what I came for. I came for the washing advice. I needed direction. Take care and bye for now. I'm back, sorry. So another thing, like, just bringing things, you know, more to the personal, to use myself as an example. I've mostly tended to ladder Mandarin through Japanese, and it's been good because before when I was kind of like, you know, kind of monolingually doing Mandarin, the problem was that it would affect my Japanese. Like I would spend less time with Japanese, so Japanese would be weakened. But doing this, my Japanese gets to be strengthened by using, I use Mandarin Japanese Dictionary if I need to do a dictionary lookup, generally, as opposed to Mandarin Dictionary, which, of course, would be better for my Mandarin, but worse for my Japanese. So there's a trade-off to make there. And so, yeah, again, the laddering that you are doing unintentionally is very good for you. Keep going, keep on keeping on, and yeah, learning kanji has a great way of bringing out our weaknesses and deficiencies in the base language. That's a great thing, because by bringing out the weakness, you fix it, you address it, right? You can't have improvement if you don't know what needs improving. So that's that. Thank you again.
Oh, that's what I got for you.
Now go play.